You did it again, Mr. Lysander. Don't you think it's about time you got it right? The flat voice cut through to Rick. With a sigh, Rick reached up to detach his helmet feed. He blinked as the cavernous studio of one of NSA Annapolis's RSATs flooded his view. The fictional planet of Canolia, the enemy vehicles, his marines, even his rank of second lieutenant training, had disappeared back into the electrons that had created them. What didn't disappear was Gunnery Sergeant William Meter, UFMC, much to Rick's annoyance. Gunny Meter was the bane of Rick's training. The man seemed to have it in for him, but Rick didn't know why. Ever since Rick had moved to Phase 2 of the Naval Officer Training Course, the gunny had been on his ass, never letting up. Phase 1 had been easy. Rick and the other midshipmen had taken courses on military law, leadership, history, military theory, and political science, and his college courses had prepared him well for those classes. Wearing the Navy uniform had been the oddest thing he'd experienced. Mixing with the Navy-appointed midshipmen had been interesting, and he'd even known one, Midshipman Terry Halstead, who'd been a snipe on the Adelaide back when Rick was aboard her. But along with the other Marine-appointed mids, he felt out of place wearing the Navy dress blues. Phase 2, Marine, had been a different story. Along with the Marine track mids from the Academy who had joined them for this phase, the training had been more specific to being a Marine officer. Classes were more detailed, the PT more strenuous. These things didn't bother Rick, though. It was the practical applications in the RSAT that were killing him. It was hard to believe that, as a recruit, he had loved RSAT training. Now, he dreaded it. "I don't think you are ever going to learn, Mr. Lysander," the gunny said. "Nope, I don't think so. It takes more than being able to fight to become an officer. And you just don't have it. You're just a barroom brawler, sir, not officer material." A midshipman was technically an officer, ranked between a W01 and a CWO2, but the gunny made his sir sound like an insult. During a Phase 1 history class, the mids had been told the tale of midshipman William Sitgreaves Cox from back in Earth's old wet water Navy days. Midshipman Cox was court-martialed for dereliction of duty for taking his commanding officer, Captain James Lawrence, of the Don't Give Up the Ship fame, below decks when the captain was wounded. As a midshipman, though, he had then been technically in command of a ship in battle and had left his post, so he was convicted of the charges and dismissed from the Navy in disgrace. The lesson had been meant to instill a sense of being an officer into the mids, most of whom had just come up from the enlisted ranks. No mid, though, was stupid enough to think that a simple appointment gave him any degree of authority or respect. The chiefs and Marine SNCOs held all the cards and could make or break any one of them. They may call them Mr., or even interject a sir into their speech every now and then, but that didn't fool anybody. Rick stared at the gunny. He knew he'd failed the task, just as he had failed every other RSAT assignment so far. He didn't need the gunny to remind him. He was a freaking combat Marine. He'd succeeded in real-life battles. Why the hell couldn't he get through a simple simulation? "Give your slug to Mr. Utley, sir, and report back to the master guns," Gunny Meter told him. The slug was the simulated PA-22, which was used for RSAT training. As per the charter, sailors and Marines were not allowed on Earth's surface while armed, so for the training at NSA Annapolis, they used a basic game wand that looked nothing like a real PA-22. Rick walked back to the prep area and gave it to Hank Utley before marching through the hatch and up the stairs to the observation room. Prince Jellicoe caught his eye as Rick came in and gave him a sympathetic shrug. The midshipmen who had already finished had all been watching Rick's feeds and knew what had happened. This session had been particularly brutal. Only Jorge Simon had managed to accomplish the mission so far.